generally, SRC goes through a fair and open and transparent public process for our procurement. And through that, we try to get organizations that can do the work cost effectively, safely. But we also look at organizations that can maximize local training, employment, and subcontracting opportunities for local community members and maximize benefit. And so through this public procurement process, we choose the best that sort of hits all of those criteria. And that's generally what we do. So it's generally a newer relationship. Yeah, as we had started on Gunner with the engineered cover system on the tailings, we're just shifting to the rest of the scope of work. So generally, we're looking at about 5 years to complete remediation, all remediation operations at the site. We use science and traditional knowledge to build a remediation plan. We implement that remediation plan so we have an environmental and safe and stable site so that, in the future, the goal is that local people can start using it once again for traditional purposes. It goes back to our overlying through our procurement process, and we always, as one of the points that we choose contractors, is to try to find ways of maximizing that local training, employment, subcontracting opportunities, and it's organizations that can do that are generally received well. Laredo, which we remediated. So we're going to continue to do post-remediation monitoring now that remediation has been complete. All the data thus far has shown that the remediation has been successful, and eventually we'd like to enter that into the Provincial Institutional Control Program in the future. Our satellite sites, which are all of our sort of mine sites in the area, we're in, various stages, anywhere from assessment to operations mode. And this year, our operations mode includes installation of stainless steel caps, engineered cover systems over the waste rock to mitigate high gamma. And we are also installing permanent fencing around areas where there's instabilities due to the mine workings coming very, very close to the surface. And then on Gunner, we are now in all phases of operations, both for constructing an engineered cover system over the tailings and starting with all the other aspects, which includes an engineered cover system over the waste rock pile, building two landfills, engineered landfill sites as a safe repository for all the demolition debris, installing a couple of mine caps over some of the holes to the underground, and I guess doing more of a full site cleanup within the other site aspects. We're fully in operations mode. That will help us, get to, hopefully in about 5 years' time, to fully remediate the Gunner site.